dog, another miniature dachshund called Dougie. After 2 weeks with us, he's now 14 weeks old, Dougie is already better trained than our previous dachshund Scotty was. This is because Scotty was our first dog, and Dougie benefits from our 11 and a half years of learning. The moral in life is never start with your first one, always start with your second one. Sadly, life is not like that. We've already taken Dougie to dog training classes held in our church hall. I think we are the first church in Scotland to hold dog training classes. The local vet's chief nurse, Rose Mackay, takes the classes. She also runs puppy parties. The mind boggles, doesn't it? Where puppies of the same age get together to socialise. They're held in the vets and they're free. It struck me how all of this is a model of church life, as church life should be. We all need training in our lives. We all need to socialise with other breeds. We all need a wise guru to guide us about all aspects of life. This is what ministers are trying to facilitate with their adult Christian education classes. Come and socialise with other newborn disciples. Come and learn from the minister trainer. Halfway through his first ever puppy party, at which Dougie met other breeds of dog for the very first time in his life, all his own age, but all much bigger than him, I took him outside for a toilet stop. I was amazed to find that he would not do the toilet, but instead made a beeline back towards the vet's building to rejoin the party. How many dogs tug on the lead, dragging their owners into the vets? So why don't Christians train at the leash to get back to church, to meet with fellow Christians at the trainer's feet?